welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. On this episode, I'll be talking about pouring into your own cup. But before I get into the episode, I think I need a tagline. Maybe something like, hey girlies, or hey girl. I don't know, but I just don't like the way they both sound. But I need a tagline. I really need a tagline, guys. And like I said, today I'll be talking about pouring into your own cup and filling your own cup. So last year, I decided that I am going to do more of what makes me happy. So I focused on things that brought positivity into my life and I didn't pay attention to the negative things. Doing more of what makes me happy helped a lot with managing stress and my overall mood. I don't get overly upset over little inconveniences that life throws at me. Obviously, there will be really bad days, but the minor inconveniences don't bother me as much as they used to. Ever since I decided to do more of what makes me happy, I am always in a better mood and I show up as a better version of myself to my friends and family. My work doesn't drain me anymore, I have more energy and I'm able to come up with creative solutions at work. Doing more of what makes me happy has made my life easier, my general well-being has improved and so has my mental health. So this brings me to today's topic, which is filling your own cup or pouring into your own cup. Filling your cup is basically taking care of yourself before taking care of others. As women, we live in a world where we are expected to be selfless, expected to take care of others first. We are taught to be nurturers. And I say taught because I don't really believe women are born to be nurturers. Anyway, as I was saying, we are expected to be selfless and put the needs of everyone else before our own. It's always your family comes first, the marriage comes first, or the relationship comes first. Yes, they should come first, but not at the expense of your happiness and well-being. This is where filling your cup comes in. I don't know if you guys watch the Mummy Club, but on the Mummy Club, there's a woman there whose husband is taking a second wife. Or you guys probably saw the trending video where a husband is trying to leave the house and his wife and kids are asking him not to leave in the manner he's trying to leave. On the Mummy Club, we hear the lady talk about how she has dedicated her whole life to being a mom and a wife and how she never finishes anything she starts. She also continues to say that she wants to start pouring into her own cup with everything that's going on. Towards the end of the season, we see her start her own business and she is so proud of herself for really seeing it through. And I hope this business makes her happy and fills her cup in some way. I sympathized with her, just like everyone else who watches the show. And my biggest takeaway from her situation was that in life, it's so important to have things that fill your cup and make you happy outside of your marriage, outside of your kids, and outside of your relationship. Your relationship, marriage, and kids can't be the only source of your happiness. I'm sure we've all heard a story or two of a woman taking care of the needs of her husband, boyfriend, or family before her own needs, and somehow things backfire for her. There is nothing wrong with your family being the source of your happiness, but your happiness should not depend on other people. If your entire happiness is dependent on people and how they make you feel, this is a recipe for disaster because people are human and they disappoint. It might not always be intentional, but people do disappoint. And I'm not saying you should live or love people in fear, waiting for them to disappoint you. I am just saying that your happiness is your responsibility and other people should add to it. If you are not the best version of yourself for yourself, you can't show up as the best version of yourself for others. This is particularly important for us as women because the number one indicator whether children grow up to thrive is the quality of their mother's happiness. If you are anxious as a mother or depressed or are a mother who has PTSD, who often disconnects from her own body, you can't show up to support your children and this affects the relationship they have with themselves and the relationships they have with other people. they struggle to trust themselves and the decisions they make because you as their mother couldn't fully be supportive emotionally. Also, if you are pregnant and you are anxious or under stress throughout your pregnancy, there is a high chance of your child suffering from anxiety or anxiety-related issues. This is why it's so important for you to make yourself happy and take care of yourself first. If you are a mom or you are pregnant or you're planning on becoming a mom, please start taking care of yourself. I'm sure you don't want your children to go through half of the things that you survived. By taking care of yourself, you are making life a little bit easier for them. I'm not a mom and I'm not sure if I want to be a mom, but I know for a fact that if I ever become a mom, I want my children to have it easy. There are different ways you can fill your cup and make yourself happy. The most common ways are practicing self-care and dating yourself. I like to think of self-development as another way you can fill your own cup. A lot of people don't know how to fill their own cups. Instead, they just follow what everyone else is doing. If your favorite influencer says you should do X, Y, and Z to fill your cup, you do it, forgetting that you and your favorite influencer have different lived experiences and you guys are not the same. Even though you guys relate because you both like home decor, or you guys both like proteas instead of roses, or both of you guys lost your fathers at a young age, it doesn't matter how you relate. You guys are not the same person, and what works for her won't work for you. The best way to fill your cup is by sitting down and writing out all the things that you love to do. Write down what makes you happy. When were you happy and what were you doing when you were happy? What are your interests? What's something that you've always wanted to do but never had the chance to do? Write everything down. Be honest when you answer these questions. Doing this makes it easier for you to figure out what you can do regularly to fill your cup and what you can afford to do to fill your own cup. I like to travel, and if I could, I would travel every 3 months. But right now, I can't afford to travel every 3 months. So I focus on the things that I can afford to do to make me happy right now. I don't postpone my happiness because I don't have time or because I don't have money. So I love going on solo dates. Whether I'm in a relationship or not, I will go on a solo date. And I go on a specific solo date. I only go on breakfast solo dates because I love breakfast, and breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. So I try to take myself out for breakfast during the week. I only go during the week because it makes the experience more exclusive because people are at work during the week. If Friday comes around and I didn't go on a solo date, I do Sushi Fridays. I have sushi for dinner. Well, my personal trainer has also jumped onto the train of having sushi on Fridays, and he calls it Sushi Fridays, so I do Sushi Fridays. Going out to breakfast and ordering sushi are small things, but they make me happy. Another thing that really fills my cup is going to the gym. I could be going through a whole lot of shit, but when I'm done working out in the morning, I feel 10 times better. Just like my solo breakfast dates, I am specific with the time I go to the gym. I don't mind waking up at 5 a.m. in the middle of winter to go to the gym at 6 a.m. I'm at my best when I go to the gym in the morning. And the thing is that I'm not even a morning person, but for the gym, I will wake up because I know what it does for me and I know how it makes me feel. So when you're writing down what you want to do or what you love to do or what makes you happy, be very specific so you can make the experience more meaningful. Another way you can fill your cup is by adopting a hobby. And like I said, you don't have to do anything expensive and you don't always have to leave your house. I see a lot of adults using adult coloring books. Buying the book is probably like a once-off purchase and you'll probably need another one after 2 months or 3 months, depending on how many pages the book has. Other cost-effective alternatives can be keeping a reflective journal, having a movie night by yourself, surrounded by your favorite snacks and drinks, or you can cook yourself your favorite meal once a week or something. There are different ways you can fill your own cup. I see a lot of people have picked up running. A lot of people run now. They run marathons and all of that. And that's great because not only are you working on your physical health, you're also working on your mental health. Other people prefer hanging out with friends, and this is how I used to fill my cup when I was in varsity. On Friday nights, my friends and I would drink wine and talk smack. No matter how hectic the week was, sharing a box of wine with my friends on a Friday night and talking smack made everything better. It doesn't matter what you do to fill your cup. All that matters is that you are dedicating time to do something that is going to make you happy, show you love, and show you care. And the trick is to do it regularly. It doesn't have to be a boring routine. You can switch it up to make it fun for yourself. And like I said, the trick is to do it regularly. Don't do it only when you are feeling down or when you are having a bad day or when things are not going your way in your life. Do it regularly. Maybe you are at your happiest when you are with your partner, and that's fine. Just don't let your happiness depend on him. If you are single, don't wait for someone to come and make you happy. Learn to make yourself happy. Most of the time, when we get into relationships, we tend to forget about filling our own cups. We enjoy the wave of the new relationship, and before you know it, you've forgotten to take care of yourself, and this is when you start relying on your partner to fill your cup. And the danger with relying on your partner to make you happy is that you put too much responsibility on your partner. Your partner has to fill their own cup and fill yours too. And it's not going to be every day where your partner is going to be able to pour into your cup and pour into their cup also. Putting all the responsibility on your partner drains the relationship, and it's not fair because your partner is also human and they deserve to have their cup poured into by you. I spoke about how self-development is another way of filling your cup. It is so important to develop yourself as a person. By developing yourself, you unlock the doors to new social and economic opportunities, enabling you to climb the social ladder. You never know who might change your life or give you an opportunity of a lifetime simply because you guys are in the same room. So develop yourself, learn a new skill, go back to school if you can, just develop yourself. Another nice thing about developing yourself is that you start to run in the same circles as men who are accomplished, and you might just find yourself a millionaire husband or a billionaire husband and start rolling around town in a Lamborghini, Maserati, or Ferrari. You never know, you honestly never know, the possibilities are endless. But I'm just joking. Develop yourself for yourself, not because you want to attract any man. Develop yourself and you might just end up being the billionaire or the millionaire. Developing yourself is also working on your appearance. When you look good, you feel good, and the world treats you better when you look good. So lose the weight if you have to. Chase the body goals, learn how to do your makeup if you're into makeup, and learn how to dress for your body. And please take the skincare routine seriously. So the message today is to prioritize your needs, do what makes you happy, and fill your cup before you expect other people to pour into your cup and before you start pouring into other people's cups. Remember, you can't show up for others as best as you want to if you don't show up for yourself first. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please also rate and review the episode and the show. And you can also follow the podcast on Instagram. The handle is From A Girl's Girl. It's just one word. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Bye.